A very good evening to all the Eagle FM listeners. You are now tuned in to a brand new edition of the Eagle Sports Zone. As always, I am your host, Hende, for the evening. I will be with you until 8 p.m. Of course, the Eagle Sports Zone is Eagle FM's in-house sports program where we discuss all things sports. Everything that happens on the field, off the field, and everything in between. As always, you are tuned in to your number one talk radio station. And if you aren't tuned in via the radio, then do yourself a favor and download the Eagle FM mobile application. Free to download on the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. Simply type in Eagle FM Namibia and you will have access to Eagle FM on the go. Wherever you are in the world, you'll be able to tune in to your favorite Eagle FM programs. Alternatively, you can also listen to us on the website. That's www.eaglefm.com.na. Simply type that into your search engine. Be directed to our website and stay tuned to your favorite programs, both on the applications and the mobile website. You will see a podcast section that gives you access to every single show from Eagle FM over the last 6 years, which today, by the way, is Eagle FM's birthday, turning 6 years old. 6 years of bringing you interesting topics, encouraging quality conversations, and getting to the bottom of what it is that affects our nation, our livelihood. But yes, as I was saying, on the podcast section, you'll be able to listen to shows from last week, last month, last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Everything that's been on Eagle FM is available to you in that section. Simply type in the show that you're looking for, and you'll have access to any Eagle FM program from the past. Another application you should download if you haven't already is none other than the Imba mobile application, which is a digital hymn book in the palm of your hand on your favorite device, giving you access to hymns in English, Oshiwambo, Damaranama, Herero, Silozi, German, Afrikaans, Portuguese. They are all there available for you in the Imba mobile app. Also now, giving you access to premium features, new, brand new premium features in the Imba mobile app. If you want to hear your hymns melody, that's available for you there. If you want to collect your favorite hymns into one specific section, make it easier to find, that's a feature made available to you in those application. So make sure to download the Imba mobile app and Eagle FM mobile applications, which also have a fantastic digital display for you to interact with. You know, if you're looking for information from any piece of information you can think of that would be helpful to you becoming a more informed citizen, exists in these digital displays. That includes constitutions from all African nations, that includes various reports and analytical findings from institutions such as the World Bank, that includes your latest census report, and includes vacancies. So download these apps, not only to listen to the radio or to sing a hymn, but to become a more informed citizen of the world. And tomorrow is Monday, which means that The Villager will be published. If you aren't a subscriber yet to The Villager e-paper, your number one source for business, economic, policy, agricultural, even sporting news is the Villager e-paper. Once again, available to you for a total of $0.00 comes out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To receive a copy of the Villager on each of those days, simply send a WhatsApp message. Very important that it's a WhatsApp message to 081-200-4144. That's 081-200-4144 to become a subscriber to the Villager. Make sure to save the number as a contact. And if you'd like to receive it via email, of course, include your email address as well. That's 081-200-4144 to subscribe to the Villager. And speaking of the Villager, part of what we're going to talk about today, the main point of the program today is going to be about netball. Now, as I alluded to last week and the week prior, you know, we recently learned about a netball professionalization pilot program, which we'll get into what that is in a moment. But that prompted me to ask around for some few questions. And if you had the Villager of Wednesday last week, or this previous week, we published an article about this pilot program, some of its status, some of its goals, the various stakeholders. That's the Ministry of Sports, the Ministry of Education, Innovation, Youth, Sports, Arts and Culture provided some input, and of course the President of Netball Namibia, Ms. Juanita Witbeen, who we will engage with on today's program about this pilot program and about the recent success of the Desert Jewels over in the UAE. But before we get to all of that, we will, of course, run through some local sports news. And on the other side of this, we'll start with some rugby sports news, as well as some athletics coming from beyond the borders.
Great news! IMPA just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMPA? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMPA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMPA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports.
Don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone, and as promised before the commercial break, we will be briefly chatting about some local sports news. We have to start with the rugby that took place this weekend, that is between Namibia and Tier 1 nation Italy. For those that don't know, the tier rugby ranks their nations on tiers. So your Tier 1s would be your South Africas, your Italy's, your England's, your New Zealand's, your Australia's. Essentially the top 10 countries. I think it goes up to 15 actually. Those count as Tier 1s. So Italy, ranked number 10, is a Tier 1 nation. Namibia is ranked 25th at the moment in the world. Namibia ranked ranked 5th right now. 25th, excuse me. Namibia ranked 25th in the world right now. And just think, when you put that in football terms, you know, if a country is ranked 25th in the world, usually that constitutes as an elite country. Now, football doesn't do tiers like rugby, but it's interesting that a team ranked 25th in the world, 25th best at the sport, is not, at least by this ranking, the tier system, considered an elite nation. But nonetheless, that match ended 73-6 in favor of the Italians. So not the ideal way to end the preparation for the Africa Cup, but the golf in setups was definitely on display. As if you tune into our social media pages, you would see that we did cover that fixture. Stands were very full. That was great to see. And you know, the Namibian boys put up a good fight. Nice and physical. Some intense moments occurred in the match. You know, the team never gave up despite the large scoreline. But the team will be heading off to Uganda soon to play in the Africa Cup, the winner of the Africa Cup will qualify for the 2027 Rugby World Cup taking place in Australia. So that's what Namibia has been preparing for these past few months, really, since the turn of the year. Preparation has ramped up. It's also the reason why there was only one round of matches this year in the Namibian Rugby Premier League. It's because the union is channeling a lot of their attention and focus to the Rugby World Cup, considering that we finished third last year in the Africa Cup, which is quite alarming for us, since we've won that competition 9 times. It's also part of the reason why we've been to the World Cup 7 times in a row now. But Namibia will look to redeem themselves in that cup and then qualify for a 8th consecutive FIFA Rugby World Cup appearance. We caught up with some of the players from the fixture, mainly Italy's Paolo Odogwu, as well as Namibia's Max Kashiheko. On the other side of this, we'll briefly listen to what they had to say to us after that fixture. We'll be right back.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashikeka peno nweku tete opoye ekukulile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshuala ono ngeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna erito da njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune uto otukwetira o special angi kasha kenge jipa kumaridi kai loka opone ujendi finawa nukumuna oijemo ili nawa ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora itatu imwe mbali hea di nola natu hea di bali no hea ile kumberewa nora itatu natu bali o itatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone, and let's take a listen to Max Kashiheko, Namibia's flanker, as well as Italy's Paolo, who we caught up with yesterday after Italy's 73-6 victory over Namibia at the Hage Geingob Stadium here in the capital. Don't forget, if you'd like to join the conversation, the number in the studio is 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. Call in with your questions, call in with your comments, call in with your concerns. Let's take a listen to Max.
Obviously, Italy is a decent side. I think we've got a lot to work on. I think we had a few positives as well. Things that we did good. I think it's back to the drawing board in Monday. Yeah, this was a very good preparation for the Africa Cup. This is a 2-1 nation. I think after the Cup, we're not playing against a decent side like this. And I think this was a good game just to measure and to see where we are. Oh, yeah, just appreciate the fans. Thank you very much for coming out. Thank you all for work and just being here. We really feel the support, and yeah, we really appreciate it.
Yeah, it was a good game. It was tough, very physical. You boys, the Namibian boys, came out really hard, and it was a tough start. And it took us a while to get going, but then once we started getting our momentum and scoring, we were able to get away with the win, but the Namibian boys kept fighting till the end. Like, it wasn't an easy game. Everyone's bodies are going to be sore tomorrow, so it was a cool experience for me to come here.
Your first time in Namibia, what are your thoughts on the match?
That was really nice. It's very, it was very relaxed, very chilled. Obviously, the weather's been really nice for us, and I think the atmosphere today with the crowd and everyone is so friendly and welcoming. I've really liked it so far.
A few moments of tension and the challenge in the match. What do you have to say about that?
No, it was good. That's what you want in an international game. I mean, obviously, both of us wanted to win. It's always going to be really intense. So you want that effort coming from both sides, and you want people sharing passion. So that's what we got today.
How do you think this match prepared you for the Springboks coming up?
I think mainly in terms of the physicality, like, it's only going to keep going up. So for us to get used to that today, obviously with the altitude as well, which was tough. And then we go into next week, and it's a new challenge with the Springboks. So we have to just keep pushing the physicality and see what happens.
That was Italy's Paolo Odugwu and, of course, Namibia's own Max Kashiheko speaking to Eagle FM after the test match. Interesting there, we had a place for Italy, but obviously English accent. And I did ask him, he said his father is Italian, but his mother is British. And so he chose, or rather ended up playing for Italy. As well as Max, they're saying that they more than likely won't face opposition of that caliber over in the Africa Cup. And Namibia's first match is against Senegal. That's on Tuesday afternoon. 8 teams in there, including Zimbabwe, as I said, who won the tournament before, Kenya, Uganda. There's a few more teams in there, but all are Tier 2 nations. Which is why you might be thinking, why is South Africa not in this? Because they are obviously, or not obviously, but they are a Tier 1 nation. Who will be playing against Italy in several days' time here as well. Not here in Namibia, but obviously in South Africa. So It will be interesting to see how they perform against the world's best rugby team, that is the South Africans and defending champions of the World Cup title. We had some athletics take place, or rather some Namibian athletes participating in athletics over in Sweden. The World Youth Games have a few Namibian athletes doing well. Some interviews courtesy of none other than Namibia's very own now famous coach, Henk Boerter. We'll start with Jakub Potgieter, who got a silver medal in the 400 meter hurdles under 17 boys with a time of 56.7. Let's hear what Jaku had to say.
Champions here in Sweden, in Gothenburg. Excellent result with the PB. How do you feel?
I feel very good. It's a big honor to run in a different country with such a wonderful group and coach.
Okay, Jaku, what is the experience so far in Europe and competing against the best in the world? How do you feel?
It's unbelievable. It's so much different to Namibia and South Africa. Each one has their own way of warming up and warming down. It's amazing to see what different types of athletes in different countries can do.
Okay, great stuff. And once again, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That was Jakub Potgieter sharing his thoughts after getting a personal best, né? As Henk said, in the 400 meter under 17 boys hurdles. Next up is Ashley Martins, who got a gold in the girls under 14 long jump with a distance of 5.4 meters. Let's take a listen to Ashley.
Ashley, congratulations on a superb win. You just won this long jump girls under 14 at the World Youth Games here in Sweden on the last jump. How does that feel?
That feels very awesome.
Okay, Ashley, tell us a bit about the experience. How do you experience participating overseas and being part of such an excellent competition?
It's a very ongelooflijke experience and jy ontmoet baie mense en jy raak baie close met mense en met die coaches en al die mense wat jy op toe gaan en dit is vreselijk anders as wat het daar by die huis is.
Okay, once again, thank you very much and congratulations for making Namibia proud.
Baie dankie.
That was Ashley Martin. Next up is Matthew Kutsia, who won gold in the boys 80 meter under 14.
Matthew, congratulations winning the 80 meters. What an unbelievable race. Tell us about the experience.
The experience was great. I felt lots of competition in the final. It wasn't very challenging. I had a good time on the prelims, and then I ran with the wind on the finals. But the weather conditions are a little bit good, and it's slippery. So yeah, 9:12 is a great time.
Yeah, one of the best times ever done on this track, and also one of the best times as far as I know is in Namibian on the 80 meters. This is something new, the 80 meters for you. What do you think about the 80 meters?
I like the 80 meters. It's short. So the pressure is a little bit higher. There's not much room for error. Start has to be great. And then you just have to put your power into the track.
What would you say did you gain from competitions like this? Is it important? Do we need to have more of these competitions in Namibia?
I feel like we should have more. You learn new things and you see how other people do things differently in their countries and how they run the competitions. I would say, yes, we should do more of these competitions.
Thank you very much.
That was Matthew Kutsia after his 80-meter win. And last but not least, we have Levesque Viljoen, who I actually remember interviewing in Windhoek at the Nationals, where he came first there again, and he's done it once more, getting a gold in the under 17 boys discus. Let's take a listen to what Levesque had to say.
Alec, we are here at Gothenburg in Sweden, and you have just received the gold medal for the discus boys under 17. How does that feel? Congratulations.
It feels great, thank you. It feels great to actually get the opportunity to compete here, and I feel like I did well. I reached my PB, I reached the goal I wanted to.
Yeah, the first throw you threw a 49, which almost sealed the competition for you. But then you got into the circle, and you, as you just said, you got that 51, which was your personal best. What went through your mind when you just entered that circle?
So recently, my grandfather passed away, and as I went through into the circle prior to the throw, I said to myself, "I will do this for him," which is where I got the motivation, the enough motivation to do that throw.
Yes, and lastly, events like these, would you say this is important for athletes from Namibia and for sportsmen in Namibia?
Yes, the opportunities here are much wider or greater than it would be in Namibia. And I encourage all athletes to try and get overseas international competitions.
Avik, once again, congratulations and thank you for making Namibia proud.
That was Levesque Viljoen. Speaking over in Sweden, these athletes, by the way, are competing under the NAPSO banner. That is the Namibia Private School Organization. So they are over in Sweden, doing the nation proud, at least so far. And long may it continue for as long as they are over in Sweden representing the nation. And don't forget, you can call in at 083-288-401. The number in the studio is 083-288-401. On the other side, of this tune by Marvin Gaye, we'll get into our conversation of the day, highlighted mainly by a conversation we're going to have with the president of Netball Namibia, Miss Juanita Ledbien. We'll be back right after this.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and get here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see, oh, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on? Yeah.
simply cause our love is wrong. Oh, you know that we can find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can't see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. As promised, we will now get into our conversation with the president of Netball Namibia, Ms. Juanita Witbeen. This was off the backs of course, the Desert Jewels historic win of the inaugural UAE Cup over in the UAE. Less than a fortnight ago now. And that came in conjunction with, like I said, that announcement from the ministry about the 4.9 million that was allocated towards Netball Namibia and what is titled as a professionalization pilot program, which I found very interesting, but apparently something that's been happening since 2023, or that was launched in 2023. But we were able to catch up, like I said, at the top of the show with the relevant stakeholders, mainly being the ministry and Netball Namibia. But we will tune in to what Ms. Witbeen had to share with Eagle FM.
Okay, we are now joined by the president of Netball Namibia, Ms. Juanita Witbeen. Ms. Juanita, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. So let's get right into it. Please give us your thoughts on the recent achievement of the Demarine Desert Jewels over in the UAE.
Thank you so much for having me. The success for the Desmarine Desert Jewels in the UAE Cup is just not a moment of celebration. It is a pathway. Their winning a gold medal is just to emphasize and align in the testament of discipline within our coaching structures, the raising talent, the effortless sponsorships we're getting, that the sport is also going into greater heights, a strong foundation for the future international competitions, serves as a beacon for the young athletes coming in throughout Namibia. So it is a great, great achievement for Netball Namibia.
100%. So obviously we know that you are still new into your tenure as president. So we'd just like to know, how does it feel for such a victory to come so early in your tenure as president? And do you now feel any added pressure to sustain this success?
The win just gives us a momentum and it gives us a belief. It gives us a clear message that we are doing the right thing. We are in the right path. As a president elected, I'm more motivated than ever to continue building on this foundation and a lasting impact in the success The pressure, success always brings pressure. Certainly, it always brings pressure. But I welcome the pressure. When we achieve something great, or when one achieves something great so early, like winning the UAE Cup, an inaugural cup also, expectations normally will rise. Yeah. But it's not a burden. It's a responsibility to players, to the netball community, to our sponsors, and most importantly, to the young girl across the country, that sports and we giving them now to believe more in the setup of sports and how strong it can be. So it is a good challenge. The pressure is welcome. Let's work hard and then we succeed.
Well said, well said. So speaking of the support that the team has received, you know, over the last 10 or so days, the support has been really great to witness. I mean, even the president sent her congratulatory message. Talk to us about how this support boosts the morale in the camp.
The support was phenomenal. It's been a while. I've been with the netball for a while, but what we received over the past 10 days was a beautiful reminder that how sports can unite a nation. From the messages pouring in on the socials, messages coming from our families, fans, and even from the President of the Republic, Ms. Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa, Dr. Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa, just shows the unity that Namibians have. We do believe in each other, and we know how to lift. And that was just, there's barely words that I can describe the feeling that we had over in Dubai over the 10 days. So it was phenomenal and we really do appreciate it. I think this is a testament. We have set a scale as Namibians. Let's uphold to it.
100%. So and, following up on that, you know, as successful national teams, they always boost the morale and national pride and unity within the country. In your view, how impactful do you think this current generation of netball players, how impactful can they be in that regard?
When players see the efforts and their efforts are noticed in the celebrations and high levels of energy, it gives a confidence and that reminds us that we are playing for something bigger than themselves. The boost is memorable and it is clear. We could see it in all their performances in their discipline. Most successfully, it brings another dimension of unity and power, hope, and a true Namibian spirit that the generation, or the current generations under the Desmarine Desert Jewel hold an exceptional potential and that they achieve, their achievement is just a sporting milestone and it is a moment for the nation.
It's a great time to be a netball fan at the moment. So, you know, for a long time in Namibian sports, in the sports teams, the sports stars that we've seen, that we champion a lot of them have been male, you know, with a few exceptions here and there, especially in athletics. But I was just curious, as a woman yourself as well, speak on the importance of Namibia producing a team of female role models as such as the Desmarine Desert Jewels. What does this do for the Namibian culture?
While we honor their achievements and deeply the significance of finally seeing a woman team stepping in the spotlight, as a woman, I feel proud. As a leader, it strengthens my role in the country. As a mother, a sister, and a daughter, it just gives everybody hope. When a girl child sees a woman leading, winning, and being celebrated, that starts to bring a belief within ourselves. That starts working talent, dreams bigger, and knowing that the future is not just limited to the other gender, but it is for each and every one. And as Netball Namibia, we so grateful that this moment came and we came with a victory and we uplifted the idea of wanting more. Now we want more and one more that we can do. We just need to unite, and then we just need to empower the young girls to come through. It is a good achievement for women in sport.
Most definitely, it's a great to see. Lastly, on the Jewels, what can the Namibian fans expect for the rest of the year in terms of the international calendar?
Okay, the Jewels still have one competition, two competitions to enter into. We would just do that. We're looking at what our rankings will boost, or how the competition success will boost our ranking. Mm-hmm. That gives us a clear idea as to which competitions we can enter. Because our aim, in our belief at this point, is that we can be part of the 12 that will compete in the Commonwealth next year in August. We can be part of that setup. So if we reach get a competition in our rankings as well, then we are looking forward to that. So we still have the Africa Cup that we need to participate later in the year. So before our rankings close on the 30th of September, we would like to compete and end up in that top 12 that we can qualify for the Commonwealth.
Most definitely, we look forward to them to them reaching that destination. Now, so the success of the Jewels comes at quite the perfect time. You know, recently the Ministry of Education, Innovation, Youth, Sports, Arts and Culture, they announced an allocation of 4.9 million towards Netball Namibia for a professionalization pilot project. Are there any details you can share with us regarding this pilot project?
The project is a good initiative. As we speak, we are volunteers. Most of the sports coaches currently are volunteers.
Yeah.
Our employees are not paid. Our athletes are only now with the MTC are getting an incentive from the MTC Premier League.
Yeah.
And this is a good platform that has been opened up, that at least we can contract players, national players, 15 of them, or we can build infrastructure. We can strengthen our youth development.
Mm-hmm.
What we have done so far is that we have employed a Secretary General, Ms. Sophia Simon,
mm-hmm.
which is now a fully paid up employee of Netball Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
Now we would have to structure her office under herself, which is now bringing in our office administration, the finance people, that we now move into a great direction. So it's really applauded and it's really appreciated that the government is looking into investing in our own people and making our federation stronger.
Yes.
The minute we invest that much, we're building that momentum of wanting to compete with countries that are above us. And if Namibia, we can.
Most definitely, as we've seen now in the UAE.
Yes.
And so speaking of this pilot program, the ED of the ministry told us that Netball Namibia will be spearheading the project whilst receiving some technical support from the Sports Commission. So I was just curious, as the president of the federation, what are some things that you want to see coming from this program?
But once we're done setting up our office structures, then we would really like to move into the areas of infrastructure,
mm-hmm.
Player welfare, because firstly, infrastructure, we need to build netball courts. Since we're now participating in international competitions, World Netball has certain specifications that we need to play in an indoor facility. We need to have a strong floor, which we are going to purchase through the ministry, the strong floor, so that we can have a floor on which we now can professionalize ourselves in terms of when we go out, we are ready, because most of the time we play outdoors. This also boosts us in the national ranking moving up. The more you do competition internationally, your ranking also plays a pivotal role within that time frame. Then one of the areas also was strengthening our governance setup. We did during our AGM to the Sports Commission and the NNOC assistant, we did a governance trainings with our regional leadership as to what is the procedures we need to work into marketing. So there's a lot of areas that we would really want to, and most importantly, going back, closely working with the grassroots levels, which is now NSSU, setting up proper coaching, training, umpires.
Yeah.
So, and then making, now that we know it is there, that the male network will also be entering in the World Cup setup, we now need to move into that gender space also, So this plays a major role for us, and we have areas that we'd really like to look into. So yeah,
no, that's fantastic to hear. And as you're speaking, when you mentioned about the difference between playing outside and playing indoors, for the listeners, could you just maybe briefly talk about the, I don't know if there's an adjustment that needs to take place when you've been training on the outdoor court and then compete on the indoor court. What is that like for the girls?
It is quite an adjustment, because on the strong floor, you're playing on a different surface. That's so, you would say, where basketball, volleyball, them are playing. And when you're playing outdoors, there's a bit of adjustment. Mm-hmm. But what we do normally with those adjustments is that when you travel out, you try and go a bit earlier so that you can have one day of momentum or two on that court, and then you adjust. The players have been in the street for a while. Coach Jules and her team have been having the squad for a while. Apart from the two that came in, they did manage to adjust very quickly. So we really appreciate that. But it is important that we really look into that infrastructure. And mm-hmm. once the sprung floor comes in, our NTC league, we would also want it to be played at a venue where we have our sprung floor, because we're using one that we can send out to the regions.
Yeah.
And then we have our league played on it, just for us to get momentum and keep that momentum and understand what is the difference between the two.
Mm-hmm. That's a very interesting and something that I'm sure not a lot of the supporters take into account. Mm-hmm. And back to the pilot program. The ED also told us that the program actually began in 2023 already, and that it is a 3-year project. So this would be now the third year of 3 years. Is there any results or findings from years 1 and 2 that you could share with us from the program?
Year one, we were still circling out our KPIs, the ones that I've informed so far, mm-hmm. ensuring that the region is fully acute, having that we have 14 regional leagues. We have a structure set up for our regional leadership within the region, because they would do the groundwork and we would try and implement and assist in that way. So the first year we were setting up, making sure that the 14 regions are now in. Everybody has leadership, and then their plans are set out. So leagues are being played. We have qualified almost up to, one would say, coaches of around 30. We have umpires that are certified. Mm-hmm. Most of them, they're going to take part in the youth games that are coming to Namibia. So in between the 2 years, and then the second year, we now had to work on the secretariat and its office, setting up that structure. Mm-hmm. So we have made the result. Now we're at the last stage where the strong floor comes in, and then where the youth development and partnership with NSSU will be finalized. The government has come in and supporting us with the transport for the MTC league, just to loaden the challenge of trying to pay the players within the structure. Then the club has some more funds from what we get from MTC. So yeah, a lot has happened and a lot of success, and the success speaks loud now that people see when we went outside as a national team that is what success looks like.
Most definitely. It's fantastic stuff to hear. Ms. Whitbin, is there any last words you'd like to leave with the listeners before I let you go this afternoon?
Yeah, on behalf of Netball Namibia and all the entire nation, we extend a heartfelt thank you to all the listeners, to all our supporters, to our stakeholders, our partners, the government, for believing in our vision. Together we build something truly powerful for the woman and the girl child within the country. So we as Netball Namibia are grateful. It was a wonderful, wonderful 9 weeks, 9 days. And I feel that, can we go back and have that love? But I see the love is continuing. So let's do that. And thank you very much for having me.
Most definitely. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. That was the conversation we had with the president of Netball Namibia. That is Juanita Witbeen, giving us an insight on not only the performance of the Desert Jewels over in the UAE, but regarding the professionalization pilot program, which I mentioned at the top of the show, providing some interesting insights, especially the part about the floor, something I never really considered, the actual difference between playing on that sprung floor that she mentioned and asphalt as our girls are playing on now. But as she said, they just travel a bit before, they acclimatized to the court and they're able to perform. So one can only imagine how they would perform if they train on the sprung floor as well. But it all starts somewhere. Don't forget the line in the studio is 0832-888-401, and that's 0832-888-401. That was the president of Netball Namibia. Also, another interesting talking point when it comes to this pilot program, as is written in the Villager of this past Wednesday. You can find more details about the program in the pilot project, excuse me, in that edition of the Villager. But for me, it's more the replication is what I'm intrigued by with this project. Obviously, we don't know the findings of the project yet, since it's still very much underway. But it is now in its final stretch. But it'll be interesting to see exactly how these findings are going to be implemented across other sports, mainly being your national sports, what the sports commission is calling your national sports, or your football, your rugby's, your cricket. So it's a small group of sports that are chosen as national sports, but these are essentially the sports which whether it's the ministry or the sports commission feel have the most potential, perhaps one can use, in going towards a professional model. Now with netball, I was very surprised. I don't know about you guys, the listeners, but I was very surprised to hear that netball was the recipient of this pilot project money. And when we did inquire with the ministry to, you know, get a bit of an understanding as to why was netball chosen as a sport? Not that there's anything wrong with netball, it's just unexpected. They essentially explained that it's been an underfunded sport in the past, and this would be an opportunity to give it some of the key funding that it needs to get to the next level. And as we've seen in the last few weeks, we do have the talent. But on the other side of this, we'll continue on that point. We'll be right back after this message.
Unlock your future with Goldstone Software Engineering Institute. 2025 intake for June, July is open for certificate and diploma in information technology, software engineering, human resources management, business administration, and various short courses such as AutoCAD, computer literacy skills, A+, and PC technician, etc. Goldstone Software Engineering Institute's courses are fully accredited by NQA, and courses are very affordable. Goldstone Software Engineering, equipped with modern facilities, and courses are offered by qualified professionals. Funding is available from NSFAF and local banks. For entry requirements and to apply, go to our website www.goldstone.com.na or email admission@goldstone.com.na. For more information, call Aneria at 081-6576-365 or Aaron at 081-6354-851 or 061-2341-86.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. The line in the studio is 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. Before the commercial break, we were talking about the pilot project, professionalization pilot project, which is now in year 3 of 3 years. Got some brief insight, sort of a overview of what's happening in this project from the Netball Namibia president. And as I alluded to in the villager, we heard some more details from the ministry itself. No, the one who, or the body who approved and released the funds for this project to take place. And like I said, it's my first time hearing of it, so I can only intuitively, I think, since it's been on since 2023, that money has been allocated towards this in each of those financial years going back to 2023. So a rough estimate would be around, this might be a $10 million project. If we're to, you know, do a rough estimate considering how much was given this year, probably a gradual increase across the years. But as I said, my interest and eagerness is to see how this model is going to be implemented in other sports. Particularly the ones with larger squads, which is obviously rugby and football, and how much would be allocated to them. But nonetheless, this project, so far at least, has bared good results, particularly for Netball Namibia itself as a federation. You know, it says professionalization, but as we heard from the president of the federation, it's been a huge aid in terms of development, which is one of the main ingredients needed for the professional element to happen. But as she mentioned, people like secretaries, hiring various key staff members that are needed to make a sports federation run. So this pilot project has allowed them to do so. They're now setting up various offices and, of course, the infrastructure element. And the reason I say I'm very eager to see how this will be, the project will be implemented towards other sports is because, for example, if we take let's take football or rugby as an example. We already know that they have that whole position of a secretary and so on. That's already established in those federations. So what is it going to look like? For the larger, more established federations. Only time will tell, but regardless, good initiative developed by or being implemented by, that's the ministry. And as we heard, the sports commission is on as a technical advisor, they phrased it as. So encouraging signs. One can only hope for the other sports codes to be able to make use of a such an opportunity as well. And as I was looking for more information about what professional netball looks like, and I decided to look up what is the sort of the gold standard, your English Premier League type league, but now for netball. And it turns out that it is, well, rather unsurprisingly, in Australia. This league is called the
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. As I was talking about the Suncorp Super Netball League, which is, by all accounts, the golden standard, the highest level when it comes to international club netball. You know, it has players from all over the world that are participating in this league. And it is reported that for the players, the average salary is around 70,000 Australian dollars per year. And they also have a minimum salary, level, which is at 46,000 Australian dollars, which converts to roughly about 450,000 Namibian dollars per year. Which is round about 45,000 actually Namibian dollars per year to play netball. So, you know, this is, this is what one end of the spectrum looks like in the professionalization model. You know, 45,000 Namibian dollars minimum per year to play in this, in the Suncorp Super Netball League. No, there's not many Namibians that earn that full time at, in various industries. So, just some insight there into what the netball world has to offer. The line in the studio is 083 083-288-401. That is 083-288-401. If you'd like to chime in with any questions, thoughts, comments, or concerns, but we will now hear from our resident artist, we can say now, that is Mr. Jimmy Cliff.
Rock if you're rocking. sit on Zion. It rules all creation. Yeah, we're chiming.
disagree. But your love is my relief. Tears in my eyes burn. Tears in my eyes burn. While I'm waiting for my turn. See, I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. I don't wanna wait in vain for your love.
On Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. Don't forget the line in the studio is 0832-888-401, and that's 0832-888-401. And as always, don't forget tomorrow is another important day, being that the Villager will be published bright and early. To become a subscriber, if you aren't already, simply send a WhatsApp message to 0812004144. That's 0812004144. Be sure to save the number as a contact so that every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, bright and early, the paper will be sent to you and it can be the first thing that you read when you wake up. Now, before the musical break, we're talking about the netball scene in Australia, how they have the strongest league in the world, how much money they make, and so on. But another point I want to touch on there is the percentage of revenue that the players over in that league play. By the way, the league which runs at a loss, unfortunately, most of women's professional sports leagues run at a loss, but irrespective of that, the players are still sharing in 20% of the revenue earned above an agreed sponsorship forecast. So essentially meaning anytime the federation secures a sponsorship or passports together deal, like I know they have a broadcasting deal as well, local and international, which now I'm not sure if that would count as a sponsorship or not. But either way, let's say they share in 20% of that as well. That's decent money being made as a netball player. More than decent money being made as a netball player. But the key for me there is revenue sharing and how that looks like in Namibia. You know, as we've heard now frequently and almost daily about the plans that our ministry here has for the word that's been used now, professionalization. With that comes revenue generation. You know, I don't see how a league will be able to be professional if it doesn't generate revenue, unless we're saying that the professional model of our leagues will be based solely on sponsorships or partnerships with the corporate world, as well as assistance from the government, obviously. So it will be, this actually should have been one of the questions that I asked about the revenue generation, particularly with netball in this pilot project. I would like to know, how are they going to address revenue? And especially if this is to be adopted by the other sports codes, national sports codes. But we'll be back right after this.
All your essential products for just 599 Namibian dollars only, and you save. 5 kilogram nice rice, 10 kilograms of Champion Super Maize meal, 10 kilogram bag of Marathon white sugar, 10 kilogram bag of Bokomo Fed cooked flour, 500 gram grande pasta, and pay just 599 Namibian dollars. Only up to Sunday, the 7th of July. You save, I save, yes, we all save at You Save.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. Before that brief commercial break, I was questioning how this model seeks or sought to address the issue of not just revenue sharing, but even before that, revenue generation. How is netball going to be a revenue generating sport in Namibia so that it could put itself in the professional status? I know it's not going to be broadcast, right? Because we've seen what that situation is here. For example, their matches are available on Facebook Live every weekend. If you go on the Federation's page, you'll be able to tune in to their matches via Facebook. I know they're not on any form of TV, not even on the national broadcaster. So it'll be very interesting to see. What exactly is it gonna take? Or what exactly is professionalization going to look like after the findings, recommendations, and relevant statistics have been developed after or have been discovered after this pilot project? The one sport that we know has an element of professionalization is cricket. As you know, they're national team players, they're senior national team players, are professional cricket players. A lot of them don't work second jobs. They focus solely on cricket. But as we've discussed in here before, they sell broadcast rights, in which even their own CEO has been here to say that makes up a bulk of the money that we have is from the broadcast rights that we sell. And willing to be corrected, not actually know this. They're the only ones that do so, that sell their broadcast rights. So again, I ask, what is it going to look like if revenue generation seems to be either low or we can even say almost non-existent? You know, there's only a few teams that sell merchandise, and even those that do, it's very minimal, informal. So we shall wait and see. What this new era, this professional, quote unquote professional era of Namibian sports is going to look like. But the season, the domestic netball season is underway. I believe we're at confirmed the round in just a second, but still early doors in that competition. Usually matches held here in Windhoek at the Kommersdal Stadium. So come out there, support the ladies. But on the Eagle Sports Zone, we'll be back after this number. Thank you.
It was the 3rd of September. That day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. Cause there was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you. Tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone. Papa never watched a day in his life.
And Mama, bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching. Talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just wanted to get it straight.
Where he laid his hat.
taking flights have never been easier. Paratus is introducing SkyFi internet packages with speeds that will have you reaching for your seatbelts. Starting from $500, excluding VAT, per month, with speeds reaching up to 10 megabits per second. There's even a prepaid option where you can top up your SkyFi internet for just $15 per gigabyte. No contracts, no fuss. Visit your nearest Paratus branch to find out more. Or go to paratus.africa/Namibia to sign up online.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. We have about 15 minutes remaining in the program. Some interesting information that we just uncovered during that brief commercial break, a musical break. By the Temptations was the top six highest paid netball players list. This was as of 2023. But before we get to that, earlier I mentioned that about the minimum salary in that Super Netball League in Australia being $45,000 per year. There's a motion to file that the average salary will, as of 2026, will be $89,000 per year, which is over a million Namibian dollars per year to play netball, imagine. But as of 2023, as of this list, the highest paid netball player is a woman by the name of Janielle Fowler. She earns $300,000 per season. That's a little under $200,000 US. You can do the math in terms of what that is in Namibian dollars, but this lady, Fowler, she's the all-time leading goal scorer in the Netball World Cup history with 538 across four World Cups between 2011 and 2023. Second on that list is Romelda Aiken, $250,000 Australian per year. Number three on that list, Gretel Bueta, $200,000 Australian per year, or for the year. Maddie Proud, $180,000. Kim Revalian, $150,000, and in six, Caitlin Bassett, $180,000 Australian. To play the sport of netball. That's over $2 million Namibian per year to play netball. So obviously our figures are not going to reach such heights, at least not in the near future. But just to give some perspective as to what a fully professional structure looks like in the netball world. As we said, time will tell exactly what professionalization will look like in the Namibian context. Are the salaries gonna go up? Are perhaps the men of the match awards, the figures for that will go up? I believe now it's at $750 Namibian. I'd have to double check that. Might be a bit more, might be a bit less. Of course, better than zero, but obviously not a huge sum of money there. The line in the studio is 0832 888 4001. That's 0832 888 4001. We will be back right after this.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Eagle FM, hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm phone from Mangona region.
Okay.
We've been out of here for quite a long time. When are you going to return? We miss you a lot.
Yeah, we'll be back. We'll be back soon. We are working on it. We are working on it.
Oh, you. What about the other areas, like the city and the other places? Are you operating there?
Yes, we are on.
Hmm?
We are on, huh?
You are on in the city?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, but you can also...
Only Nguena region.
Sorry?
I only out from Nguena region.
Not just Ohangwena. There's a few others also.
Okay.
But in the meantime, if you are able to, you can listen to us via the website or the mobile application.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just type
unfortunately,
in.
Unfortunately, we don't have smartphones.
Mm.
okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone as we close off here. No, earlier I was talking about the Australian League. But actually, we didn't even have to go that far in terms of a well-paying netball league because our neighbors on the other side of the Orange River over in South Africa, their netball Premier League, the teams each have a salary cap of 2.5 million rand. It's a league of 8 teams. And the average salary, yearly salary is 312,000 per season, with the highest paid players in the league making little over a million rand per season. So the possibilities are great in netball. Let's see what ours will look like after this pilot project. Now on the other side of this brief commercial break, I will be signing off and seeing you next week.
Super bargains await you at USave, where you pay for the product and not the brand. Pay only 34.99 Namibian dollars for 8 Twin Saver single ply toilet rolls, 26.99 for 350 milliliter palm olive shampoo, 49.99 Namibian dollars for a 2 kilogram bag of Surf washing powder, 800 grams Ree Coffee instant coffee costs 139.99 at USave, and a 2 liter Tassenburg red wine for just 89.99 Namibian dollars. You save, we all save at You Save.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. I will be signing off now, and as usual, I will be back same time, same place next week, Sunday. Be live from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. as per usual on your number one talk radio station. Don't forget that tomorrow the Villager e-paper will be published. If you haven't subscribed already, simply send a WhatsApp message with your email address as well to 081-200-4144. That's 081-200-4144. And don't forget, very important, to save the number as a contact. This has been another edition of the Eagle Sports Zone. We will see you next week.